Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Lamed Zayin, 5 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph. We will begin with the Hakdama, which will hopefully make it much simpler to learn our Gemara. And although we certainly know that Rish Lakish holds Chatzi Shir is Mutum LaTorah, and Rabbi Yechon holds Chatzi Shir is Asmi LaTorah, but certainly even Rabbi Yechon agrees, there would not be an Einish if someone just ate a half of a Kazayis of a Nevela. And in addition, surely, if a Nazir eats a half of a Kazayis of bread, and then drinks a half Kazayis of wine, then he certainly would still not be Chayiv Malkus. However, we saw on the bottom of Daf Lamed Hey Yom Beis that Ravo stated in the name of Echon that although B'chol Tarakula ain't hetem mitzdarf l'isa, and for example, if someone eats a half of a kazayis of nevela together with a half of a kazayis of bread or of kosher meat, he would not be chayim malchus. But since the Torah states by a nazir v'chol mishus hanavim lo yishter, so we learned that there is a specific zeris akasa by a nazir that if a nazir soaks a half of a kazayis of bread in a chetzis shear of yayin, that the nazir would be chayim malchus, as we do hold hetem mitzdarf l'isa. And although Zairi extended this to the Issa of Baltaktiru and to Chometz Pesach, but Ravo held that hetem mitzdarf l'isa is an exclusive din that is only relevant by the Issa of Naziris and nowhere else. And Abaye asked Rav Dimi that L'chaira, even Rabbi Yechonah agrees that this din of hetem mitzdarf l'isa is an exclusive to Naziris and applies this to Truma as well. And Abaye brought a couple of rayas to his side, and he wanted to ask a stira to the din of Ravo that said in the name of Rabbi Yechonah that the only time that hetem mitzdarf l'isa applies is only by Naziris, and ultimately Rav Dimi was able to be doicher the rayas that Abaye brought, and he defended the position of Ravo that Rabbi Yechon holds hetem mitzdarf l'isa is only applicable to Naziris and to nothing else. Now, in a moment, we will see that our Gemara will discuss a very similar concept to the concept of hetem mitzdarf l'isa, which is the concept of tam ke'ika. But prior to doing so, let's point out the following 2 points that are relevant to the din of hetem mitzdarf l'isa. Number one, when we say the klal of hetem mitzdarf l'isa, the heta can be completely distinct and doesn't necessarily have to have the taste of the issa at all. And number two, when the person is over this issa, at least some of what he ate or drank was definitely a dava asa, and it couldn't be that the entire mixture was dava hamuta. As we will see, this will not be true regarding the din of tam ke'ika. And as we stated, our Gemara will discuss the concept of tam ke'ika, which teaches us that if you have something that is asa that gives off taste to a dava hamuta, then we look at the dava hamuta as if it is a cheftza shel issa, and if you eat that item, you will be chayiv in einish. And for example, if Reuven cooks chaylev together with the dava muta, then even if he then removes all of the chaylev, since the dava muta already tastes like the chaylev, so you'd be also to eat the dava muta since it has blias of issa. And the Rosh at the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph explains that misvara, if we had only one gzeis hakasev to asa either tam ke'ika or hetem mitzdarf l'issa, it would be more mistaver that tam ke'ika would be asa, since although you are eating a dava heta, but a meister you are eating a kezayis of something that tastes like a chafzah shel issa. Masha'enkein, the concept of hetem mitzdarf l'issa is a greater chiddush to say it is asa, since the nazir only ate a half of a kezayis of a dava asa, and the other chetzi zayis is completely mutar and doesn't necessarily even have the taste of an issa. And finally, in order to keep our bearings, keep in mind that the end result, the Gemara will come out that all agree that b'chol terakula there is a din of tam ke'ika, and all agree that there is a concept of hetem mitzdarf l'issa. However, the concept of hetem mitzdarf l'issa is a very limited din, and there is a machlekes as to when we apply this din. Lefi Rabbi Akiva, we will see that this is applied to Naziris as well as to a Karban Chatas. And when Ravo said in the name of Rabbi Yechon that Kol Yisurin Shebe Torah Ein Hetem Mitzdarf L'Issa Chutz Mi Yisurin Nazir Sherei Amar Torah Mishras, is actually the same shita of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yechon holds like the Tan of Rabbi Akiva, while we will see that Lefi Rabbanon, the concept of Hetem Mitzdarf L'Issa only applies to a Karban Chatas and does not apply to Naziris at all. Gemara begins, Amalei Abaya. Abaye now says to Rav Dimi, "Mimaid hay mishras lahetem mitzdarf l'issa hudasa." How do we know that the word mishras that says b'negei nazir is coming to teach us that if a nazir has a chetzi kezayis of bread which is soaked in a chetzi zayis of wine and he eats that, that the din would be that he would be chayiv because ultimately he ate a kezayis between the two, and even though he ate a half a kezayis of heta together with half kezayis of issa, we say the hetem mitzdarf l'issa. But maybe we really don't have the concept of hetem mitzdarf l'issa b'negei nazir, just like we don't have a b'chol tarikula, and dilma litin tam ke'iku hudasa, and maybe when the pasuk says mishus hanovim lo yishta, it's coming to teach you the din of tam ke'iku b'negei nazir. And for example, if a nazir has grapes that was soaking in water, and now the water is infused with the taste of the wine, so at this point we would say that even if the nazir drinks a kezayis of this water, that the nazir would be chayiv malchus, since there's a din of tam ke'iku, and therefore it's considered as if the water that tastes like wine is a cheftz Yotza of Issa, and it's considered like he drank wine. And prior to continuing with Rav Dimi's response to Abaya, the Gemara now asks a question on this actual point, and the Gemara now is bothered that L'chari, how could it be that a moment ago Abaya was asking questions of Rav Dimi, how could Ravo say in the name of Rav Yechon that the only time that we say the concept of Hetam and Stav for Issa is by Naziris, but L'chari, we should extend the concept of Hetam and Stav for Issa that it should not only apply by Naziris, but it should apply by Truma as well. And at this point, Abaya does an about face, and he takes a reverse approach, and he's asking Rav Dimi, how does Rav Yechon know that we actually say the klal of Hetam and Stav for Issa by Naziris, as maybe the klal of Hetam and Stav for Issa is not applicable at all, and even by Naziris, we would not say the Hetam and Stav for Issa. And how could it be that Abaya takes such different approaches, and he goes Mikatsa Lakatsa? And as the Gemara says, Ula Abaya Mikar Kokashle might come Rav Dimi, become Moisivle Kolhal and Tiyufta. How could it be that originally Abaya wanted to prove to Rav Dimi that we say the klal of Hetam and Stav for Issa not only by Naziris, but also by Truma? As we saw yesterday, Abaya brought multiple rayas to this point, and he asked these questions to Rav Dimi, and all of a sudden, Hoda Amale Litin Tam Keka, and now Abaya does an about face, and he actually asks a question to Rav Dimi, exactly the opposite of Punk Fakat, and he says, maybe we never say the klal of Hetam and Stav for Issa, and the only reason by Nazir it's Asa is because we have the klal of Tam Keka. And the Gemara answers, Enoch Hanami, originally Abaya thought that the dinner of Hetam and Stav for Issa should be applicable not only to Naziris, but even by Truma as well. However, Basa Deshanale, once Rav Dimi came and responded to Abaya's questions, so Amale, at this point, Abaya said to Rav Dimi, now that I see that the only time that we say the concept of Hetam and Stav for Issa is only by Naziris, Dil Malitin Tamka Ikuhudasa, maybe the Pasuk of Mishras is actually coming to teach us the smaller Chiddush and teach us that there's a din of Litin Tamka Ikka, and in a case where a person's eating Heta that has the taste of Issa, that would be Asa. But how do we know that in a case where it is Hetam and Stav for Issa? And although surely by Reuven drinking a half a gazayas of actual wine, he certainly did an Issa, as Rabbi Yechon holds that Chetzi Shir is Asa Minatera, but Lemaisa, the other half a gazayas, was a half a gazayas of bread that didn't necessarily have the taste of wine, and in that case, he actually ate a half a gazayas of Dava Muta. And how do we know that we would also say that Hetam is Mitzvah for Issa, and Reuven would receive an Oynish of Malkus if he ate a half a gazayas of bread together with a half a gazayas of wine? And although Abaya's question could be based on a svara, as we mentioned in Akdama from the Rosh, that it's more mistavra that we would say the Issa of Tam Ka'ika, then say that something's also based on the Hetam Mitzvah for Issa. However, Abaya continues and actually brings a raya to his Yisoid from a Mefurish Braisa, as Kitanya, we learned to the Braisa, Mishras, that the Pasuk B'negei Nazir, that says Mishras Anovim, is not coming to teach us the din of Hetam Mitzvah for Issa, but Litin Tam Ka'ika is actually coming to teach us the din of Tam Ka'ika. And the Braisa gives an example, Shem Shara Anovim V'mayim, Reuven, who is in Nazir, soaks grapes in water, and V'yesh Ben Tam Yayin, and now the water tastes like wine, then even if Reuven would now take the grapes out of the water, and he would drink a kezayis of this water, he'd be Chayiv Malkus, U'mekanat Adon, L'chol Yisurin Shebitura. And the Braisa goes even a step further and says, by the fact that we see B'negei and Nazir, that we say that there's a problem of Tam Ka'ika, so therefore we learn this to all other Yisurin Shebitura, that by all other Yisurin Shebitura, there's also a problem of Tam Ka'ika, and we learn this based on the Kal V'chema as follows, U'man Nazir Shein Yisuri Yisraelam, just like B'negei and Nazir, where its Issa is not so Chama, because it's not an Issa forever, as we know that if someone makes a Naziris as a Stam Naziris, it would only be for 30 days, and he also has a choice to decide on any period of Naziris that he wants, and for example, he could say, I want to be a Nazir for 60 days, or he could say, I want to be a Nazir for a year, but the Din of Naziris is not that he has to be a Nazir forever. And in addition, there's a second Kula, V'ein Yisurin Issa Hanah, the Issa of a Nazir is not an Issa Hanah, and a Nazir is not also to have enough from wine, as we know that the Mishnah Maseches Erevin tells us, Ma'arvin L'Nazir B'Yayin, that even if a Nazir lives in a Chatzah, the people of the Chatzah could create their Erev from Yayin, and clearly we see that a Nazir can have enough from Yayin. And number three, V'yesh Hetali Surai, that if the Nazir decides at any point while he's a Nazir that he wants to be Matan Nedar, as long as he has a Pesach, he could go to the Chacham, and the Chacham could be Matan Nedar. So we see that there is a Kula that he could get out of this din of Naziris. And even though there are these three Kulas, still, also by Tam Ka'ika, we learn from the Pasuk of Mishras that the din of Tam Ka'ika ben Negei and Nazir, and therefore we learn from Nazir to Klal Yekarim, that Klal Yekarim, she is Surin Yisraelam, that certainly by Klal Yekarim, where the Issa of Klal Yekarim is forever, as once it becomes Klayim, it's Klayim forever, V'Yisurin Issa Hanoya, and once it becomes Klayim, there's not only an Issa Achila, but there's also an Issa Hanoa, as the Pasuk says, Pentuk Tesham Leah Zera, and we learn out, Pentukat Eish, and V'ein Hetali Surin, there's no way to go to Bezin and have Bezin be Mata the Sisa. Misa. So in Din she asked by Tam Ka'ikah, then certainly over here we have a Kal V'Chomer to teach us that there's a Din of Tam Ka'ikah by Klai Karam as well. In addition, V'hu HaDin La'Olah, and the same Kal V'Chomer applies to Allah. However, B'Shtayim, there wouldn't be three different ways why we learn this to Allah. However, there would still be a Kal V'Chomer from two different points. And as the Mefarshim explained, that B'Negei Allah, number one, it's Asa Bahana, and number two, once it becomes Asa Bahana, there's no way to take that Issa off, and there is no way for a Chacham to now say that there is no Issa of Allah on these payers. However, this Kal V'Chomer does not apply to the first point, as Allah is similar to the Din of Nazir, that just like B'Negei and Nazir, the Issa isn't forever, as it's only for 30 days. The same applies to a tree that has payers, that it's only Asa for its first 3 years, but after the first 3 years, that tree becomes Mutta, and any further payers that grow would be Mutta. And we learned these 3 points, like the Rosh and the first Pshat Taisis. However, Ayin the Mefarish, where he learns the third Kula and the first Kula of B'Negei and Naziris is very similar, and as the Mefarish says, Man Nazir She'ini Suri Yisraelam She'esh Hetali Suri La'achash Leishim, which is like we learned, and he then learns the third Kula of Yesh Hetali Suri She'ayayin She'nesalei Ashav, the wine that's Asat him now, Hutta La'achal Lamed, will become Mutta to him after 30 days, Ayin Sham. And Taisis also brings another Pshat as to the concept of Yesh Hetali Suri B'Negei Allah. He explains the similarity between Allah and Naziris is that just like B'Negei and Nazir, a person has a right to make themselves a Nazir, and there's no Issa for him to become a Nazir. The same applies to the Din of Allah. A person, of course, can take seeds and can take tree saplings and plant trees, and there is no Issa of creating Allah. However, by Klayim, not only is the actual produce of the Klayim going to be Asa Bana, there's even an Issa for a person to go and plant a vineyard together with Tfuah, and if he does so, that act itself is Asa. Based on this Brisa, Abaya proves that L'chira, the Din of Naziris, is not that there's a Din of Hetam Mitzvah for Issa, but we actually learn from the word Mishras, Litin Tam Ka'ikah, and therefore, how could Ravo say in the name of Rabbi Echron that we learn out from the word Mishras that Het is Mitzvah for Issa, and Amalei and Ravdim response to Abaya, in the Chinami there is a Machlekes, and Hamani Rabbanon, that this Brisa that you just brought is Golan Lefi Shitas Rabbanon, that does not learn the word Mishras to teach us Het Mitzvah for Issa, but again is yours, and the Rabbanon actually learned from the word Mishras the concept of Tam Ka'ikah. However, Ravo, when Ravo stated in the name of Rabbi Echron that we learn out from the word Mishras that Het is Mitzvah for Issa, he was going according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva, and in a Chinami Rabbi Kiva does not learn from the word Mishras Litin Tam Ka'ikah, and he learns that we learn out from the word Mishras that there's a din of Het Mitzvah for Issa B'Negei and Nazir. And the Gemara continues and asks, hey Rabbi Kiva, which Rabbi Kiva is Rav Dimi referring to? Ilem Rabbi Kiva D'Hacha, if he's referring to Rabbi Kiva of our Mishnah, the Tan, as we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva Imeh, Afilu Shar Pita B'Ayin, that even if a Nazir soaks his bread and wine, V'yesh Boi Kedei L'Tzarev Kezayis, and between the bread and the wine, he has enough to create a Kezayis, that he would be Chayiv Malkus for eating Kezayis of Yayin, and therefore we see that Rabbi Kiva holds of the Yisoyed of Het Mitzvah L'Issa, but the Gemara says that it's not a Raya that Rabbi Kiva actually holds that this is based on the concept of Het Mitzvah L'Issa, because with Mai, how do you know it's based on Het Mitzvah L'Issa, Dilma, V'hud Ikka Kezayis Be'ino? Maybe the case is when Nazir actually drank a full Kezayis of wine, and the bread was not calculated in that Cheshbin, and Reuven is Chayiv because he drank a full Kezayis of wine. And the Rosh explains that the Lashon L'Tzarif is used over here not to say that we have to add together the bread and the wine in order to create a Kezayis of Issa, but it's used in the context of telling us that the person had to take wine which was dispersed throughout the bread and now put it together and combine it to create a Kezayis of wine. And the Gemara now says, B'chitema Ma'ilam Emer, if you're going to tell me that this is Pshat in Rabbi Kiva, then what's a Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva? Of course, if another drank a full Kezayis of wine, then he's definitely going to be Chayim Malkus. On that, the Gemara says, La'fuki mitana kama, that Rabbi Kiva is coming to exclude from the dinner of Tana Kama, the Omer Ach Yishter Revius Yayin, that since the Tana Kama said that the only way that Nazir is Chayim for drinking wine is if he drank a Revius of wine, and Rabbi Kiva is now coming to argue on the Mishnah Rishoyna and tells us that although B'chol HaTerakula, when there's a shear of a drink, it's based on a Revius. However, B'negei and Nazir, just like the shear of eating a grape is based on a Kezayis, the shear of drinking wine is also based on the shear of Kezayis and not on a Revius. Now, at this point, the following question should really jump out at you, that L'chir, the Gemara is saying that the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva is that when a Nazir drinks wine, the shear of drinking wine is a Kezayis. But L'chir, if that's true, then why did Rabbi Kiva give us such an interesting case and say that a Nazir was Shar Peter B'Ayim and V'yesh Be'i Kedei L'Tzarev Kezayis is Chayiv? He should just say that a Nazir is Chayiv if he drank a Kezayis of wine. And L'chir, by Rabbi Kiva giving such an interesting case, it seems that Rabbi Kiva is coming to teach us the din of Hetam and Tzarev L'Issa. However, the Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis that has an almost identical sugya actually asks this question, and the Gemara says that in the Chinami, the Chiddush Rabbi Akiva would be that you may think that in this case, since the pas and the wine are combined together, that maybe a person would not be chayiv even if they drank a full kazayis of wine. Kamash one, that just by the fact that there's bread that's combined with the wine, that is not going to be ma'ak of the issa, and Reuven will still be usa for drinking a kazayis of wine. And the Gemara continues, El Rabbi Akiva de Braisa, that we actually find the Shita Rabbi Akiva in a Braisa. It's clear that Rabbi Akiva learns from the word Mishras that there's a din of hetem and staff issa b'negei nazir. And in Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva email, Rabbi Akiva states, Nazir Shashar Peter B'yayin, if Nazir soaks his bread in wine, v'ochel kazayis b'pasum yayin, and then he ate a kazayis, which consisted of pas and of wine, chayiv, then he'd be chayiv. And certainly we see clearly from this Braisa that the only way that the Nazir was chayiv is only because he ate a half a kazayis of pas and a half a kazayis of wine, and it's not solely based on drinking a kazayis of wine. Therefore, we see clearly that Rabbi Akiva hold that we learn from the word Mishras that it is a din of hetem and staff issa b'negein naziris. And as Taisus points out, once we have this Braisa, then when we learn our Mishnah, of course there's a pshat in our Mishnah as well. And when the Mishnah states Rabbi Akiva ima afilu shor peter b'yayin v'yesh bo kedei l'tzarif kazayis chayiv, the Mishnah also means that there's enough bread together with the wine to be mitzarif to a kazayis. And even though Reuven only drank a half a kazayis of wine, he would be chayiv malchus because of the concept of hetem mitzarif l'issa. And just to get our bearings, at this point of the Gemara, we now see that there's actually machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanon b'negei the concept of hetem mitzarif l'issa b'negei in his ears, as Rabbanon do not hold of the concept of hetem mitzarif l'issa b'negei in his ears, and they only hold that we learn from the pasuk of Mishras that there's a din of tam ke'ikah by Naziris, while Rabbi Akiva learns from the word Mishras that there is a din of hetem mitzarif l'issa b'negei in his ears. And as Rav Dimi just explained, Rabbi Yechanan, who stated on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis that kol yisurin shel b'Torah ain hetem mitzarif l'issa chutz b'yisurin nazir sharei amr Torah Mishras, is going like Shitas Rabbi Akiva and not like the Rabbanon. And keep in mind for the next piece of the Gemara the idea that we mentioned from the Rosh in the Akdama, that it's certainly if we would only find one issa, then the first thing we would actually say is usa is the din of tam ke'ika, and we would not say the din of hetem mitzarif l'issa would be usa at that point. And as we explained, this is based on the Pasha de Svara, that the concept of tam ke'ika is that once the dava heta tastes like the dava usa, so the dava heta has a shem of the dava usa, and therefore when Reuven eats a kezayis of the dava heta, it's as if he ate a kezayis of the dava usa, and therefore it makes sense that a person should be usa to eat something that's tam ke'ika. However, by hetem mitzarif l'issa, a person is actually only eating a half a kezayis of issa, and the half a kezayis of heta is actually heta gomor and doesn't even have to taste like the dvar issa, and therefore that's a major chiddush to say that we would still say that hetem mitzarif l'issa. And based on this point, the Gemara continues, Amlei Rav Acha Breda Rav Avi Rav Ashi, Rabbi Akiva de Kamukim Lehai V'chol Mishras Lehetem Mitzarif L'issa. L'chayor, Rabbi Akiva says that the pasuk V'chol Mishras that it says B'degei Nazir teaches us that the concept of hetem mitzarif l'issa litin tam ke'ikah minolei. How does he know the concept that there's a din of tam ke'ikah at all? And l'chayor, if there would not be a din of tam ke'ikah that we learn that from another pasuk, then l'chayor the pasuk of Mishras Rabbi Akiva should say teaches us that there's an issa of tam ke'ikah b'negei naziris, as we just explained from the Rosh. Now, as we mentioned, we have a twin sugya in Masechtas Pesachim on Daf Mem Dalet. By the fact that the Rosh as well as the Mefarish do not explain the next 9 lines of the Gemara, it seems clear that they would not curious these next 9 lines. And actually, in the top Taisis on Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis, Taisis says this Mefarish, as he says, over Pesachim and in Pesachim on Daf Mem Dalet and Beis, Yalvim Basa B'cholov, we will learn this din from Basa B'cholov, over Kan Mekatsa Loim Megula Evichavim. However, our Gemara shortens the sugya by going straight to the point and learns it from Geulah of the Kechavim. However, since our Gemara brings these 9 lines, we will learn the Gemara. And the Gemara now continues and states that Rabbi Akiva learns the din of Tam Ke'ika from Basa B'cholov. And as the Gemara says, Yalafim Basa B'cholov, that Rabbi Akiva learns this from the din of Basa B'cholov. And as we all know, that if a person eats Basa by itself, and then a few moments later he eats Cholov, then the din is that he's not going to be Oiva on Issa Duraisa. And the only time that there's an Issa Basa B'cholov is only if a person cooks meat and milk together. And of course, the cooking itself would be asa. In addition, if a person goes and eats the meat or he drinks the milk, he would also be oiva on the issa of drinking or eating basa b'cholov. L'chayra, at the point that he ate the basa, there is no cholov in the basa, and at the point that he drank the cholov, there is no basa in the cholov, as that was already removed. And lav talba ma'albahu, and even though there's only a taste that got muvla into the basa or into the cholov, the asa, it's still asa. So we see that there's a concept of tam ke'ika, hachinami loishna, and therefore Rabbi Akiva learned that just like b'negei basa b'cholov, there's a concept of tam ke'ika. Therefore, we extend that to kol ater kula, and even b'degei in nazir, there's a din of tamka ikka, and now that it says by nazir, the pasuk of mishras, it must be that the pasuk of mishras is not coming to teach us the din of tamka ikka, as we already know that from the din of basa b'chalav, and therefore the word mishras that states b'negei in nazir is teaching us the concept of hetam and staff issa b'negei in naziris. And the Gemara continued that the Rabbanon who argued to Rabbi Kiva, and they stated that from the word mishras that says b'negei in nazir, we actually learned the din of tamka ikka. Why didn't they learn from the din of basa b'chalav? And the Gemara says Rabbanon mi basa b'chalav loyga minan, the Rabbanon could not learn the din of tamka ikka from basa b'chalav because the chiddushu, because that's a chiddush, and any time the Torah tells us something which is a dav mechiddush, ein l'chaboy el chiddushay, we could only keep that b'negei that din, and we can't expand that to other dinim. And the Gemara asks, my chiddushay, what's the great chiddush of basa b'chalav? Ilayim adhaylu chudei v'haylu chudei shari uvahadi hadadi asa. If you can tell me, the chiddush is that basa by itself is mutar and the chalav by itself is mutar, and once you cook them together, it becomes asa. Klayim nami haylu chudei shari v'haylu chudei shari uvahadi hadadi asa. So we also see this din b'negei klayim that a person is allowed to wear a linen beggar by itself and a wool beggar by itself, but if you take linen and wool and put it together, they become asa. And the same is true b'negei klay akarim and klay behema, and therefore this cannot be the chiddush of basa b'chalav. Ella, the chiddush of basa b'chalav is the tar le kulu yom b'chal b'shari, that even if someone takes meat and he soaks it the entire day in milk, and even though there's a concept of kavish k'mevushal, we still say that meduraisa, the milk is muta and the meat is muta, and still mevash le b'shuli asa. But once you cook them together, they will become asa, and therefore that's a great chiddush b'negei basa b'chalav. And therefore the rabbanon say that we can't learn the din of tamka ikka from basa b'chalav to the din of a nazir, and that's why the Torah had to say the word mishras to teach us that there's a problem of tamka ikka even b'negei a nazir. The Gemara now turns to Rabbi Kiva, and they say that the Rabbanon's response is so strong that ma'isa the din of basa b'chalav is such a chiddush, and therefore we can't learn the din of tamka ikka from basa b'chalav. Rabbi Kiva nami basa b'chalav chiddushu, and therefore the Gemara asked that l'chayra according to Rabbi Kiva the din of basa b'chalav is a chiddush, and therefore we can't learn the din of tamka ikka from basa b'chalav. And if so, how does Rabbi Kiva learn that there's a problem of tamka ikka by a nazir? And l'chayra, if he doesn't have any other limud, then he would have to learn out of the word mishras the din of tamka ikka. And then how does Rabbi Kiva know the din of hetam and staf l'issa b'negei nazir? And the Gemara continues elu yalv megiuli adik kachavim, and we continue on daf lamed zayin on beis. Rabbi Kiva learns the din of tamka ikka from the din of giuli adik kachavim, and as we know, the Amr Achmana the Torah says kol dava shiavu be'esh, and after the mechama that Klal Yisrael had with minyad, and they now took their kalim, so the Torah tells us you can't use those kalim, as since the people in Midian used those kalim and they cooked things which weren't kosher in it, so therefore they became treif, and therefore even though the actual tafis is not in the pot any longer, you can't cook anything in these pots as it would become treif. And what is pshat? It must be because of the concept of tamka ikka, that since the bliyos of whatever they cooked in that pot went into the walls of the pot, and then when you're going to cook something else in the pot that's kosher, the bliyos will now come out and kibbele kach poltai, and they will now spit into whatever you're cooking inside, and therefore they would actually make the item that you're cooking inside asa because of the issa of tamka ikka. And as the Rosh says that even though it's time of ba'alma, still the Amr Achmana calls shiyavu be'esh tavir b'mayim, that even though there's no mamashes of issa and there's nothing be'en and there's only time, that you still have to kasha these kalim and you have to burn them out with fire in order to remove the platus of issa. And as the Gemara says l'meimur de'asiri, so we see from this pasuk that anything that comes out of these pots will be asa, and geula chum lav time and ba'alma huva asa. And over there was no basa be'en and there was no issa be'en, and still even though it was the only the platus that were coming out of the walls of the pot and it was only the taste that was coming out of the walls of the pot, it was still asa. So we see that there's a problem of tam ke'ikah midiraisa and hachanami loishna, and therefore b'negei in naziris zok Rabbi Kiva, the same did applies that tam ke'ikah is asa by a nazir, and therefore zok Rabbi Kiva, now that we already know b'negei in nazir that tam ke'ikah is asa, so when the Torah says mishras, it must be coming to teach you that het is mitzdaf l'issa b'negei in nazir. And the Gemara continues Rabbanan nami teip k'luhu migul yad k'chavim, why does Rabbanan say that we learn from the word mishras to teach us that a nazir has an issa of tam ke'ikah? They should also learned the din of tamka ikka from geula gechavim, and that would teach us that just like b'negei geula gechavim is a problem tamka ikka, it's also a problem b'negei nazir. And the Gemara continues amalei, so Rav Ashi responds to Rav Achil ba Avya that hasam nami chiddushu that b'negei geula nachrim it's also a chiddush. The Abachal Terekula nice in tam of gam muta, as all over the Torah we find a concept that if something is nice in tam of gam, it's muta. And once someone cooked in a pot and it's already after 24 hours, we consider that any time that's in the walls to be considered nice in tam of gam. And even if you cook other food in this pot, we wouldn't say that that food would become asa, because we would say that anything that went into the food is something which was pogum. Since it's not nice and tam l'shvach, therefore the basa would still be mutar. And the Rush brings that we learned this from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that learns this from the Vela. And since the Torah tells us to give the Vela to a ger, so it's muchach that the only time that something's called a Vela is only something that's roy lachila and roy to give to a ger. But something that's not roy to give to a ger is not called a Vela and is not asa. And therefore we learn that something that's nice and tam l'shvach, which is not really roy lachila, loses its shem iser. And therefore the Rabbanan said, and still we say, that it still would be asa, even though it's nice and tam l'fgam, and you would still have to kasha the kalim. So therefore we see that's a major chiddush, the din of gula v'chavim, and even though we see the concept of tam ke'ikah by gula v'chavim, we can't learn that to the din of nazir, and that's why the Rabbanan had to learn the din of tam ke'ikah from the pasuk of mishras b'negei and nazir. And the Gemara once again goes back to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva nami ha'chiddushu, that l'chari, if you're telling me that the din of gula v'chavim is a chiddush, so l'chari, according to Rabbi Kiva, he should also need the pasuk of mishras to teach us the din of tam ke'ikah by a nazir. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna Rav Chia, le'asu Torah el kedeir basyema delav nois and tam of gamu. That in the Chanami, of course, Rabbi Kiva agrees that we don't say the concept of tam ke'ika by Geulah of Chavim unless the pot was used on that same day. And in the Chanami, if the pot was used on another day, then there would not be a din of tam ke'ika and it would not be asa. And in the Chanami, when we learn out the din of tam ke'ika by Geulah of Chavim, it's not a chiddush, and that's why we can learn the din of tam ke'ika from Geulah of Chavim to the din of Naziris. And that's why we still have the pasuk of Mishras to teach us the din of Hetam and Staff Issa by Naziris, according to Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara continues, Rabbanan, that L'chir Rabbi Kiva has a major tiny Rabbanan. Certainly the Rabbanan agree that if someone cooks something in a pot that wasn't used for 24 hours, they definitely would say it was nice in Tam of Gam, and therefore it's Mutah, and therefore L'chir, the din of Tam Ke'ikah is not applicable to a case where the person used the pot more than 24 hours ago, and L'chir, there's no major Chiddush in the din of Tam Ke'ikah, but the Gei Gulu of Chavim. And why doesn't Rabbanan learn the din of Tam Ke'ikah from Gulu of Chavim to the din of Nazir? And the Gemara answers that K'deir Basyam Inami, Yavshid Loi Pagbu Porto, the Rabbanan hold that there is still a Chiddush B'negei Geulah of the Chavim, because the moment someone stops cooking in a pot, right away, whatever is in the walls of the pot start going bad, and since there is some sort of nice and tam l'fgam in the walls of the pot, so there's a major Chiddush that B'negei Geulah of the Chavim, even though there's some degree of nice and tam l'fgam, that we still say the Klal of Tam Ke'ikah. Therefore, the Rabbanan say that since there's a Chiddush B'negei Geulah of the Chavim, so we can't learn the din of Tam Ke'ikah from Geulah of the Chavim to the din of Naziris, and therefore the Rabbanan need the word Mishras to teach us that there's an Issa of Tam Ke'ikah even B'negei and Naziris. Now before we continue, let's just go back to the brice that we had on Daf Lamed Zayin and Aleph and remind ourselves that the Rabbanan who learned from the word Mishras that says by Nazir that there's the din of Tam Ke'ikah, they learned that there's also a Kal V'chaimah to call a Terakula, that just like B'negei and Nazir there's an Issa of Tam Ke'ikah, so therefore B'negei Klaya Karim and even B'negei Olor there's a Kal V'chaimah that teaches us that we extend the din of Tam Ke'ikah not only to Naziris, but to those Dinim as well. And our Gemara now continues, Amalei Rav Acha Breda Rav Avya L'Rav Ashi. And once again, Rav Acha Breda Rav Avya says to Rav Ashi, Min Rabbanan Nishma L'Rav Akiva, the L'Chayah from the words of Rabbanan that we had in the Braisa, on Daf Lamed Zayin Min Aleph, where they had a Kal V'chaimah, L'Chayah we should be able to learn the same din according to Rav Akiva. And Lav Amir Rabbanan, didn't Rabbanan tell us, Hai Mishras Litin Tam Ke'ikah, that from the word Mishras we learned the din of Tam Ke'ikah, when we kind of have to don L'Chol Yisrael Shem Torah, and then based on the Kal V'chaimah, we were able to extend that not only to the din of Naziris, but also to other dinim in the Torah, and all of the Torah, now we will know that we also say the klal of Tam Ke'ikah. So Rabbi Kiva Nami, the Kamukim Le'lahai Mishras Lehetam Itzaf Lissa, so L'Chayr according to Rabbi Kiva, that learned the din of Tam Ke'ikah from Geulah Yechavim to Naziris, and then the word Mishras he used to teach us that there's a klal of Hetam Itzaf Lissa, B'negeya Nazir. So L'Chayr Rabbi Kiva should also extend this to all other dinim in the Torah, and Layman let Rabbi Kiva use the Kal V'chaimah and say, Mikanat Adon, L'Chol Yisrael Shabbat Torah, and we should apply the din of Hetam and Tzav Issa to all Yisuin Shabbat Torah. And L'Chayr, what's Pshat, the Ravo said in the name of Rabbi Ichron, that the din of Hetam and Tzav Issa is only relevant to Naziris and not to any other place in the Torah. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rav Asher responded back to Rav Acher Breda Rav Avya, and he said, in a chinami, really we would have a Kal V'chaimah. However, even though we would have a Kal V'chaimah to teach us that the din of Hetam and Tzav Issa to call a Torah Kula, and the reason why we can't learn to the rest of the Torah is Mishum, and to having Nazar V'chatos Beis Ksuvim HaBaron Kechod, since we will see, not only do we have a limud of Mishras to teach us that B'negei Nazir, we say the klal of Hetam and Starif L'Issa, but we see B'negei Chatos, we also say the klal of Hetam and Starif L'Issa, and if the Torah wanted to teach us this din and apply it to all over in the Torah Rishus just said this one time and wouldn't be able to apply the Kal V'chaimah and learn it to call it Torah Kula. But by the fact that Torah had to say it twice, it must be that the Torah is teaching us that Kol Beis Ksuva Bank Echad Ein Melamdin, that once we have two psukim, the Torah is telling us that we only apply the din of Heter Mitzaraf Lissa only to these two dinim and only to the din of Naziris and to the din of Chatas. And the Gemara now explains, Nazir Hadamaran, we learned the din of Heter Mitzaraf Lissa by Nazir from the Pasuk of Mishras, and Chatas Mayi, where we learned the din of Heter Mitzaraf Lissa B'negeya Chatas. And the Gemara says, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Kol Sheyiga B'Bisar Yikdash, anything that touches the bus of a Chatas will become Kaddish like a Chatas, Yachal Afilu Shloi Bala, and you would think that even if it just touches each other, and it's not Balea, and it's not heated up together, that the same din would apply, and the din would be that it would become like a Chatas, Tamalayma B'Bisara, that the only way the item becomes like a Chatas is only if the Chatas becomes absorbed in that item. And that's why the Pasuk says, Ashiv Lubabasara. And the Pasuk continues, Yikdash, it'll become holy, Lias Kamaya, that'll become like the Chatas, Shem Sula Yifsal, that if the Chatas is a Chatas that's Pasul, and for example, it was Nisa, it was Pigal, then that carbon that it touches and it becomes Muvla into will also become like Nisa and like Pigal. And for example, if a Chatas goes and is cooked together with the Shlomim, and the Chatas was Pasul, then that Shlomim will now become Pasul. Vim Ksher, if the Chatas was Kasha, then the din is that now that shlomim will be teichel kachabishabah, that you'll have to eat it like the chumrah that is in the chatas. And as the Mefarish explains, you'll have to eat the shlomim as if it was a chatas, and you'll have to eat it lefnim menakloyim lezikre kuna, and only males of koyim can eat it, and only liyom v'laila, and not for 2 days and one night, as the shlomim is generally eaten. And Taisus brings a second girsa that in our Gemara we're not going to be gers teichel kachabishabah, but teichel kachabishabahen, and therefore it's muchach that there's actually a possibility that the shlomim have more chumras than the chatas. And Taisus explains, is talking about a case where the shlomim was already brought a day before. If the bus of shlomim is belua in the chatas, then you'll only be able to eat the chatas until that evening, even though the time for the chatas would really be until the next morning. The Maisa Zok Rabbi Kiva, that since we find that the Torah mechadish to us the din of Heter Mitzaraf L'Issa in two places, number one from the pasuk of Mishras by Nazir, and number two B'negeya Chatas, therefore we have a klal that kol shtiksuma bank echad ein melamdin, and we can't learn the din of Heter Mitzaraf L'Issa to any other din in the Torah. And the Gemara now continues that L'chira, if L'fi Rabbi Kiva, he actually used the two psukim B'negeya Nazir and B'negeya Chatas to teach us that Heter Mitzaraf L'Issa, the L'chira L'fi Rabbanan that learned from the word Mishras the din of Tam Ka'ika by Nazir, they should also learn the din of Tam Ka'ika from a Chatas. And L'chira, there will be a problem at this point, that how could Rabbanan say that there's a din of Tam Ka'ika B'chol Torah Kula if L'chira the Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad and Kol Shnei Ksuvim Abon Ke'echad Ein Melamdin? And the Gemara therefore says, Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, Tzricha, we actually need both psukim to teach us the din of Tam Ka'ika, the Ikas Rachmana Gabi Chatas, because if we only teach the din of Tam Ka'ika by Chatas, have mina Nazir loy asimine, that we would think that maybe we cannot learn the din of Nazir from the din of Chatas, mishum the Nazir b'kachim loy alfinan, as we can't learn the din of Nazir from Kachim, the Ikas Rachmana Gabi Nazir, and if we would say the din of Mishras, and we teach you the din of Tam Ka'ika by Nazir, have mina min Nazir loy alfinan, we would think that we cannot learn the din of Tam Ka'ika from Nazir to the din of Chatas, mishum the Chame Yisurei, because l'maisa we find a major chumra b'negei naziris that filu chatin osalei, because even the grape seeds, which are not really so royal lachila, is still osa to nazir. And maybe we would say that's why we say the concept of tam ka'ika hilkos loy asimine, and therefore we could not learn from nazir to chatas or from chatas to nazir, and that's why the Torah has to teach us twice the din of tam ka'ika. But once we know that there's a din of tam ka'ika, Rabbanan hold that now we say that there's a kavu chayma to call it Torah kula, as we saw in the braisa on daf lamed zayin amud aleph. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Kiva amalacha, and Rabbi Kiva respond, we really do not need two psukim to teach us the din of Heter Mitzaraf L'Issa B'negei Nazir and B'negei Chatas, because L'may Tzrichi, why would you need both psukim? Bishlei Mekas Rachbana Chatas L'gam Nazimine, it's correct that if the Torah would only say the din of Heter Mitzaraf L'Issa B'negei Chatas, we cannot learn Nazir from it, the Chulin Mekachim L'gaminan, as in Echanami we can't learn Nazir, which is the din of Chulin, from the din of Kachim, El Licht Rachmana Bin Nazir B'Tesi Chatas B'nei. But really the Torah could have just written the din of Mishras to teach us that Heter Mitzaraf L'Issa B'negei Nazir, and we'll be able to learn Chatas from Nazir, the Kolos Yudin Shabbatari Kagamri Minazir, because as the Rabbanan also agree that we really could learn all Isurin in the Torah from Nazir based on the Kal V'Chaimah, and since the Torah went out of its way to actually bring a second Pasuk B'negei Chatas, it must be the Torah is telling us that we can't learn the din of Heter Mitzaraf L'Issa to call a Torah Kula as Shnei Ksuvim Bon Kechad in Melamdin. And once again, let's get our bearings. At this point in the Gemara, we saw that Rabbi Kiva holds the concept of Heter Mitzaraf L'Issa both B'negei and Naziris, as well as B'negei Achatas. And Rabbi Kiva also learns that there's a din of tam ke'ikra b'chol terikula, and he learns it from gilulin nachrim. And the rabbanon hold that there's a din of tam ke'ikra b'chol terikula, as they learn it from the din of naziris as well as from chatos. However, we did not see any makar that the rabbanon hold in any case that there's a concept of heter mitzarif l'issa. And at this point, the gemara changes that and it points out rabbanon amrilcha that really the rabbanon could respond to us and say that chatos, that the psukim in the ge'er chatos is actually not coming to teach us the din of tam ke'ikra, as the din of tam ke'ikra we learn from naziris and we learn from the pasuk of mishras, and then from there we learn to call tarikula, including to the din of chatos. And therefore, when the Torah call shi'igav b'psar yikdash, it's coming to teach us the concept of heter mitzarif l'issa b'negei chatos. And l'chayyur, if there's a din of heter mitzarif l'issa b'negei chatos, why don't we learn that to call tarikula? The Torah says b'chulim mikachim le'gamrinan, we can't learn the din of heter mitzarif l'issa to anyone else in the Torah because you can't learn chulim from kachim. And therefore, according to Rabbanan, it comes out that in chenami tam ke'ikka is a din b'chal tarikula, as they learned that from the din of nazir. And then we learn that there is a concept of heter mitzarif l'issa only b'negei chatos and nowhere else. And they argue on Rabbi Kiva, and although Rabbi Kiva holds as a counter heter mitzarif l'issa, Ben Naziris says, well, Rabbanon argue, and as we saw in the Brisa before, they do not hold the concept of heter mitzarif l'issa ben gay Naziris. And as the Gemara continues, Mishras litin tam ke'ikka, that according to Rabbanon, they learn from the word Mishras that it says by Nazir to teach us the din of tam ke'ikka, mikana the don, chol yisurin shu b'torah, and based on the Kavah Chayma, we learn the din of tam ke'ikka to all other yisurin of the Torah. And the Gemara continues and recaps the din of Rabbi Kiva that we already saw. Rabbi Kiva says, Tavayul heter mitzarif l'issa, both the word Mishras that's found by the Nazir and the din of Chatas is coming to teach us the din of heter mitzarif l'issa, the Havlu Shteksu and Baron Kechod, and therefore it's Shteksu and Baron Kechod, and the Klal is the Kol Shteksu and Baron Kechod in Melamdin, and that's why the only time we say the concept of heter mitzarif l'issa is by Nazir and by Chatas, and not by any other din of the Torah. But in the Chanami, Rabbi Kiva agrees to Rabbanon that the din of Tam Ke'ikka is stated not only by Gyuli Nachrim, but B'chol HaTerekula as well. And the Gemara continues and asks a question. Rav Ashi asked the following question of Kana. El Hodu Tanya, the Maaseh, we have a Brisa that teaches us. The Pasuk says, Mikol Shi Yosem Megefen Yayin Mechatzon and Vazag El Liban Al Yisuri Nazir Shem Mitzarif and Zerem Zer, that we learn out that all Yisuri Nazir will be Mitzarif to each other. So for example, if someone drinks a quart of a kezias of wine and eats a quart of a kezias of grapes and eats a quart of a kezias of grape seeds and a quart of a kezias of grape leaves, then he has a kezias of grape products that he ate, and therefore they would be Mitzarif and it would be Chayiv Malkus. And Rav Ashi now asks Rav Kana, the Lechayr Rabbi Kiva, Hashiyesh Loima, Heter Mitzarif L'issa, if according to Rabbi Kiva we say that even if someone would eat a half a kezias of wine and eat a half a kezias of lechem, which is completely mutta, it would be Mitzarif L'issa, and he'd be over and he'd be Chayiv Malkus. So Issa L'issa Mibayi, of course, when you have two Yisurim, they will be Mitzarif and he'll be Chayiv Malkus. So why would we need a Pasuk to teach us that? And the Gemara answers, Amalei, Heter L'issa Bas Achas, Eini Chanami, there is a Chiddush, as if you would have Heter and Issa and you eat them together, that's when you'd be chayiv. So for example, as we had before, if someone takes their pas and they soak it in wine and now they eat the pas and wine together and they only ate a kezias between the pas and wine, they'd be chayiv malchus. However, if they eat the pas by itself and wine by itself, they would not be chayiv malchus. However, Issa, if you have two isurin and they eat a half a kezias of one isur and a half a kezias of the other isur, then the Torah is mechadish to us, afilu bezeh chazer, that even if you ate a half a kezias of grapes and then you ate a half a kezias of grape leaves, then you would still be chayiv and you would have an inish malchus. However, in a chenami, if a person would drink a half a cup of wine and at the same time he would eat a half a kezias of grapes, you would not need the pasuk to teach us that, as that is based on the pasuk of Mishras that teaches us that heter mitzarif l'issa. And the Gemara continues and asks another question, Ul Rab Shimon, and we continue on Daf Lamed Chesed Amud Aleph, and according to Rab Shimon, the less late tzirf, that he doesn't hold of the concept that a person ever needs to be mitzarif different isurim, as he holds that if a person eats even a koshu of an issa, that he will be chayiv malchus. And as the Mefarish brings, that the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph teaches us that Rab Shimon holds that koshu l'malchus v'lo amru kezayis el nini karbin. And the only time that the Torah needs a person to eat a kezayis in order to be chayiv is only b'negei his chiyuv to bring a karbin. And therefore the Gemara asks, mikol she'asa my darsh bei l'chayr, what does Rab Shimon need the pasuk on mikol she'asa to teach us the din of tzirif? As l'maisa, there's no need for tzirif at all, as you would be chayiv even if you drank a drop of wine, and you don't have to go and eat together with it any other products. And the Gemara answers, Amalcha, that Rab Shimon will respond to you, Ha'umibayle, lo ilam einu nazir at she'az mekulon, that in the Chanami, according to Rab Shimon, we do not need the pasuk of Mekola she'asa to teach us that a person will be asa if he's mitzarev two different yisurim together. And certainly in nazir, chayim makas, the moment that he eats or drinks, even a drop and even a kolshu. However, Rab Shimon learns from the pasuk of Mikol She'asa that the only way that a nazir becomes a full-fledged nazir is only if he's mekabel naziris and he accepts upon himself all the issurim of naziris, and he accepts upon himself not to drink wine, not to cut his hair, and not to be metabel mesim. And for example, if he said a rainy nazir, that would include all those issurim. But for example, as we learned on Daf Gamla Malav, if a person specifically says that I only want to be a nazir and I only will not cut my hair, that will not be a valid kabbal naziris according to Rab Shimon. While according to Rab Baran, they hold that once you mekabel naziris for one item, it's actually nispashet and is a din that ain naziris l'chatzayin. And I in the top places Dibu Maskel the less late tzirif that he asked that l'chayra according to Rab Shimon that doesn't hold of the concept of tzirif and he never needs tzirif because you always chayiv on any issa even b'kalshu. Then l'chayra, why does he need the word mishras? And certainly he doesn't need us to teach us the din of Rabbi Akiva the hetem and staff l'issa since he doesn't need tzirif at all. And l'chayra, he shouldn't need the word mishras to teach you the din of tam ka'ika. L'chayra, he should also learn the din of tam ka'ika from Geula of the Kavim, as Rabbi Akiva did. And why does he need the word mishras? And ayin and taisis that he brings to terutzim. And the Gemara continues, and let's remember that on daflam and heyam beis when this sugya started, we saw the member of Ravo. The Ravo said the name of Rabbi Yechon called Yisurin Shabbatari ain hetem and staff l'issa chutz mi Yisurin Nazir sherei amr tari mishras. And our Gemara now brings another member of Ravo, and instead of saying a member the name of Rabbi Yechon, he says the name of Rabbi Laza. So amr Ravo, amr Laza called Raviya Shabbatari any issin the tari which is on drinking, and therefore the issa applies if you drank a Ravias. And Taisus points out kugoyin Ravias yayin shel ola or of klaya karam. So the din is ain hetem and staff l'issa. We don't apply the concept of hetem and staff l'issa chutz mi Raviya Shabbatari sherei amr tari mishras aside from bayin nazir where we do say that we apply the concept of hetem and staff l'issa. For example, if a nazir drinks a half of revius of wine together with a half of revius of water, he would be chayiv malchus. And the Gemara now asks, Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Elazar l'chayra, both Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Elazar seem to be saying the same thing, that the din of hetem and staff l'issa applies to the din of nazir, even though it doesn't apply to any other dinim in the Torah. And the Gemara answers, Ika ben Ahu, there actually is an afkamina, Rabbi Yechon ma'arbi afilo eichlan, because according to Rabbi Yechon, the din of hetem and staff l'issa applies even when the drink is together with the food, as the case of Rabbi Yechon was, where a person took his piece of bread and he soaked it in wine, and now he ate the half a kazayas of bread together with half a kazayas of wine. And even in that case, Rabbi Yechon says, we learn from the word mishras that there's a din of hetem and staff l'issa by a nazir. However, Rabbi Elazar only gives this case b'negei mashkin, and he learns that the din of mishras is referring only to a liquid, and mashkin in, the only time that we say the concept of hetem and staff l'issa is b'negei mashkin, midi achrin aloi, but if you have a salad, we will not say the concept of hetem and staff l'issa. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, if a nazir took a half a kazayas of bread and a half a kazayas of wine and he ate them together, he would not be chayiv malchus. And although the Gemara doesn't make this point, it's pashut that it seems that Rabbi Elazar holds like the Mishnah Rishayna, and he holds that when a nazir drinks wine, the shear of his issa would be a revius and not a kazayas, and he does not hold like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, who said to dinim, number one, there's a concept of hetem and staff l'issa, even b'negei is solid, and number two, that Rabbi Kiva argued on the Mishnah Rishayna, and he held that the issa for a nazir to drink wine is based on the issa kazayas, just like the issa for a nazir to eat grapes is based on a kazayas, and we will stop over here.